This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Newsweek reports that Trump spent $68,000 on a 1998 trip to Cuba to explore business opportunities during a period when it was banned. This report could hurt him in Florida. Poll of women finds that black women are far more likely to see themselves as leaders than white women by a margin of 40% to 26%, and therefore happier by 80% to 57% to see Hillary Clinton at the top of the ticket. Millennial women are more likely than boomer women to see a Clinton presidency as good for women, and about twice as likely as women over 64 to say that she is judged more harshly than a man. They also are more likely to say that men have unfair advantages over women. 1995 tax records for Donald Trump that were obtained by the New York Times declared a $916 million loss on those returns that might have been substantial enough to allow him to avoid paying federal taxes for up to 18 years. After easing laws against the drug last year, the Jamaican government is looking to create so-called wellness tourism with legal marijuana businesses at its core. Canada has admitted 250,000 immigrants, close to 1% of its population in the last 20 years, and expects to add another 170,000 in the next 2 years. More than 20% of the population are foreign-born, twice the percentage of Germany, Sweden, and the U.S. Early voting has already begun in North Carolina, Nevada, Virginia, Florida, Iowa, and Michigan. In a surprise, Colombian voters rejected the peace deal the government had negotiated with the rebels, ending 5 decades of civil war by a 60,000 vote margin. The Saudi Arabian government released $1 billion in money it owed its biggest construction company as part of the government effort to contain labor unrest over not being paid, aggravated by low oil prices. California has enacted a law setting limits on civil forfeiture by requiring that there has to be a criminal conviction before property can be seized. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.